Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in the study of building blocks, we were on the middle of page 9, number 4, talking about Satan. Hey, listen closely today.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You and I were born with a sin nature from our parents. Now, let me give you some scriptures again, because again, the Word of God has to be the one that verifies all of this. Not me, it's the Word of God. In Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 through 15, it's talking about the devil. And there he says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?" That's son of the morning. "How art thou cut down to the ground? Thou didst weaken the nation. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." Well, Satan thought he could exalt himself above God. And we know that he got about one-third of the angels to follow him. But they fell with him. They were cast down. We'll see that in just a little bit. But I'm saying is that we're seeing here, Satan at one time was a very high-ranking angel. In John chapter 8, verse 44, we read this about him. "Ye are of your father, the devil," Jesus says, "and the lust of your father," that is the desires of your father, the devil, "ye will do. For he was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." When people start lying about others through gossip, sowing discord, and so forth, they embellish the story. That is when they're being most like Satan. Satan is an accuser. And so if you want to be like Satan, be a liar and an accuser, especially of the brethren, because that's what Satan really likes to do. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 through 9. "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels," these are the good angels, "fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angel, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Now we see Satan, that old murderer, that old devil, that old dragon. Isn't it interesting? He was called Lucifer, son of the morning. He is the beautiful angel. But in this fall, he's a dragon, the great red dragon. He's called a serpent. He's called the devil, and the word devil, by the way, has the idea of an accuser. That's why I say when you accuse fellow believers, you are acting like Satan. How many people have ran down a preacher, a Sunday school teacher, a fellow believer in the church to other people and never went to the person they were running down? "Well, you don't understand, Pastor. I saw it on Facebook." Isn't it interesting how people have a hard time believing the Bible, but they have no problems believing Facebook when people are writing their opinions. And we had a thing several years ago in a church where the people got a hold of a Facebook from years earlier. And they got carried away. Everybody just, they're telling people about it, getting people to try to read it and believe it. And several of the people read it. So it's not saying what they said, but others believed it. They just didn't really read it in full. But even at that, was even more strange that they don't know, or they may have known, they just didn't care, is that the people that wrote that called and apologized and said they were just mad at the person they wrote it about, and it wasn't true. So I find that is very interesting, that it doesn't matter, even if the person later comes back and says that wasn't really true, they still want to hope because they got on something. And again, I don't question whether or not those people are saved. It's just that you still have that old nature, and Satan gets control of their old nature and controls them. And that is such a shame when that happens. And oh, the hurt that hits so many people when people get like that. And oh, it is a terrible thing. But let's not just stop there at that verse. Let's look further. Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 3 and verse 10. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain was in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. Now, at the end of the tribulation period, when Christ comes back, sets up his millennial kingdom on earth, Satan is bound in a pit for 1,000 years. It says, and cast him into a bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose for a little season. Then verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, I find it interesting that for 1,000 years, this earth knows a plenty like it's never known before. I believe that the 1,000-year millennium was what God really wanted for man to have to begin with anyway. Man sinned and took it away. Satan is kept from it, but at the end of 1,000 years, he's loose and he goes out and deceives people again. So people fell even in the best environment, just like Adam and Eve did. Well, there's a free will, but Satan is a deceiver. And so you always must trust what God says, do what God says, and understand circumstances or culture doesn't change God's word or God's command. So we can see plainly by the actions, should I say, we can see by actions that he is clearly opposed to the Trinity. For example, as we look at the Father's creator, how does Satan oppose this? With the theory, and it's a theory, of evolution. Now, let me say this. Evolution and creation are both accepted by faith. There's one difference. So God will prove he's the creator one day when we're caught up to be with him. So Satan opposes the Father, creator, with evolution. Jesus Christ provides for us a complete salvation. So what happened? The devil opposes with a works salvation. Do the best you can. The Holy Spirit works in and through us via the Word of God. So what does Satan try to do? He tries to corrupt the Word of God. And that's why you have all these different Bible versions. That's why I said it's important that you find out that church where you go use the King James Bible. It is often times through faulty translations. It is also by false teachers, which 2 Peter chapter 2 tells us in the last days, those false teachers will really abound. Satan was at one time the holy angel who was second only to God. We read about him in Ezekiel chapter 28, verses 12 through 19. Now listen as I read this. Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus. Now the king of Tyrus will end up representing Satan here. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, and the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. Now let me just stop right there in Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 13, and say this. God had put Satan in charge of heaven's jewelry. And that's some beautiful, precious stones that he's talking about here in this list. And Satan was in charge of that. And I'm going to make another statement a little bit later, but let me just say Satan was in charge of that. He says, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipe was prepared in thee, and that they thou wast created. Okay, now it's talking about Satan when he's created. God made him in such a way that he not only was in charge of heaven's jewelry, but the tabrets and the pipes speaks of heaven's music. He says, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Okay, he had a very exalted place. And understand, he was the covering cherub. You say, well, what does that mean? You know, in the Old Testament tabernacle, there are two angels that are covering over the mercy seat. Well, Satan was such a powerful angel that he did that himself. So God replaced him with two angels. And that's why we read that when Michael, in the book of Jude, contends with him, he tells him, the Lord rebuke thee. So he says, thou wast perfect in all thy ways from the day thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee. Listen. O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Yes, he had a high exalted position in heaven. Thine heart has lifted thee up because of thy beauty. Oh yeah, he was so far ahead of the other angels, he thought, well, they ought to worship me.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.